Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, a daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. We're continuing with our discussion on how much is enough. And yesterday we got into the idea of managing your lifestyle. And the point was that you can't spend more than you make long term. It doesn't work. And somehow we need to get discipline, not only on the revenue side of our balance sheets, but on the expense side, looking at how much we spend and what is our actual monthly nut. What does it take to pay our bills every month, and getting very clear about that. And then there should be a margin over and above that, which is where you have savings, right? So the difference between what you're bringing in and what you're paying out, okay, that's the bucket from which you need to save. And as high a percentage of that number as you can save, that's where you want to go. So decide on what that percentage is, and I would suggest that you treat it like a bill every month. So if you know that you're going to save, let's say it's 20% of what you make every month, figure out what that is in dollar terms, and then just treat it as a bill so that every month, as you're paying your bills, you're also paying yourself. You're putting some money away. And then what you do with it, whether it goes into savings or investment accounts, you decide how you want to do that. You know, consult somebody that can really help you in that area. But the point is you want to make sure that you have the discipline to not have everything going out the door, because we all know situations where it just gets away from us. I've been in plenty of situations like that in my own life where all of a sudden my spending habits get out of control. And if you can get to it before it becomes a problem, right? And so there's little things that you can do along the way. One of them is, you know, if you get a raise, you're already living your certain lifestyle. Let's say you get a raise of 20%. Take that raise of 20% and just put it away. So don't change your lifestyle at all. Just live as you did before, but put away that 20%. That'll get you there better more quickly. If you get a large bonus, again, all right, give yourself a reward and maybe spend a percentage of that bonus on something you want or need, but take the rest of it and put it away. Right? A lot of times it feels almost like found money. Okay? Don't resist the urge to spend it all and put some away, because all that, you know, they always talk about the fifth wonder of the world and it's compounding. So if you can get that money to work for you, it can dramatically change your lifestyle later on, which is really what we're talking about. So anytime you find yourself with a financial windfall, make sure you're taking a chunk of it and putting away. And to the point that you can manage your lifestyle, right? If you have a more modest lifestyle, that automatically equates to the fact that you'll be able to say put more money away. And so if you have a minimum amount of sacrifice in lifestyle now, it takes care of things down the road. Now, I'm not suggesting that you go to the extremes. I know a lot of people that live a very, very conservative lifestyle for what they make, and they're saving everything for tomorrow. Now, I think the point is you need to enjoy your life now, but everything in moderation, right? We don't want to go in excess anywhere. We want to do things the right way, and there's a balance. There's a balance between enjoying your life now and doing what you need to do financially, and making sure that you've got yourself protected down the road. And again, if you have that goal of retiring early, well, then you need to probably take more of a sacrifice now in terms of what you're giving yourself and what you're taking in, and spend and save more. But if you have intentions of never retiring like me, or just working for a very long time, well, then that changes the dynamic a little bit. Then you can afford to spend a little more of that percentage as opposed to saving it. But again, strong urge here is just get that financial discipline. Know your numbers, know what you're spending, know what you're earning, and figure out what that calculation is for what you can afford to put in every month in terms of savings, and stick to it. Treat it like a bill and have the discipline to maintain it. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, you can subscribe. You can get there on iTunes, or you can do it on Stitcher. It's always good to have that coach to keep you moving in the direction you want to go in life. And I would love to help you with that. So just give me a shot and just commit to joining for a few minutes each day. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We'll talk about the idea of impressing others and the benefits and drawbacks of that. And then just taking a couple of minutes for reflection for what you actually have. But for today, look at how you can get more discipline around what you're saving every month. Make sure you treat your savings as a bill that you just put in, and figure out what the number is and just start doing it.